I'm just thinking about all the things that you've said today and the way we've evolved, at least in oncology, very focused on the numbers and the risk-benefit numbers and, the Rabdin model and all these other things. And then the other side of the equation, which is forget the numbers, let's just do everything we can. And a lot of people, I think, kind of pulled back from that, I think from the high-dose chemotherapy stem cell, kind of model where they felt bad when it all rolled out that a lot of patients have been exposed to toxicity. What are your thoughts about that whole, not just bone marrow transplantation, but this whole concept of what's the right decision in oncology?
Well, my experience was that when you're diagnosed with cancer, it becomes 100%, and the numbers don't matter. It's you against the cancer. And I think it'd be interesting to take a survey of the women that went through high-dose chemotherapy with stem cell transplant and see if they have regrets. I suspect they probably don't.
But it's supposed to be our job to guide patients into rational decisions so that they embark upon therapies that are more likely to help them than to hurt them.
I think as oncologists, we do have a responsibility to lead our patients through the quagmire of all the statistics and, the evidence-based medicine and try to be their guide. When you're looking at it from the patient perspective, though, I suspect that they don't hear a lot of that. And I think all that really goes through their mind is, tell me what will cure me. And if they can feel that they're going to have the maximal chance with a therapy that's being outlined, I think most patients will go that route as long as they're not overwhelmed by the numbers.
So, if you have a patient right now, for example, with breast cancer, let's say who has a less than a centimeter invasive breast cancer that's clearly node negative, do you think that adjuvant trastuzumab should be out on the table as an option?
No, I think that those are very clear cut. I think if you have a patient that's, say, 1.9 centimeters that has a, microscopically positive lymph node, I think that's a very tough question. An easier question is probably the patient with 10 positive lymph nodes. I mean, there's an area of gray that is where the challenge is.
Well, but when you kind of, dismiss the idea of somebody with a sub-centimeter tumor and yet accepted somebody with a 1.9 centimeter tumor with a sentinel node or partial sentinel node, that's really just the quantitative difference. Somebody with a 0.8 centimeter tumor still has a defined risk of relapse. Maybe it's going to be reduced with trastuzumab, but again, it's the other side with the cardiac effects that would make people hesitate.
Right.